Good morning. We're going to start learning the halachas this week of mechiras chametz, selling the chametz, as we do every year. Typically, we go to our rabbi, our designee, who acts as our representative and sells the chametz on behalf of a group of people together to a given non-Jew. And our question fundamentally is this effective? The whole reason that we're selling our chametz is to avoid the Isser, the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach, Bal Yerah, and Bal Yematzeh, and it is kind of a charade. We're simply trying to get around the Isser by selling it to a non-Jew with a full understanding that right after Pesach, it's going to revert to our ownership. We're going to repurchase it and go back with life. So in fact, this is a Tosefta in the Gemara in Psachim, and this is also a Yerushalmi in Psachim, that says similar things. We'll read the Tosefta, Yisrael v'nochri shayubayin b'svina. If we have a Jew and a non-Jew, and they're traveling on a ship, v'chametz bayad Yisrael, and the Jew remembers Pesach is approaching, the Isser is about to be upon me of owning chametz somewhere in the world, and he remembers, I have chametz back at home. How does he avoid the problem? He can't go back and get rid of that chametz. He's on the boat in the middle of the ocean. Hareze mochro l'nochri, is permitted to sell it to the non-Jew. Or v'nosno b'matana, or to give him a bona fide gift. Give it to him as a gift, sell it to him, and after Pesach, v'schozer v'lokeach mimenu la'achar Pesach, he can go and repurchase it. Now the Tosefta qualifies it, and it says when you're giving it as a gift, it has to be a real bona fide gift. But if it is given as a full gift, or it is indeed sold, that is effective. That's what the Tosefta tells us, that's what the Yerushalmi tells us, and in fact, that is how we paskin in the Rambam, in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, despite that we have the form of a gift, we have the form of a sale, there are gedolim over the generations, in particular the Achronim and the Ritva effectively says something similar, that say that this is not an effective sale. For example, the Machatzis HaShekel says that we all know this cannot work because no Yehudim, it's known amongst the Jews and the non-Jews, the whole reason that we are going through this sale is to avoid the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach. And even if you want to tell me that the frum Jew, he's a Haredi, he's really a frum, he really has in mind that he's going to sell the chametz, but that doesn't really help, says the Machatzis HaShekel, because the ein das goy liknos hamakom v'lo chametz, the view of the non-Jew, the opinion, the intent of the non-Jew is really not to purchase the chametz, to purchase the place that the chametz is in. He knows very well that right after chametz, he's going to rotate it back, he's going to sell it right back to the Jew, so he's not taking this sale seriously. So we see here that the Machatzis HaShekel says, despite that we're going through the form of selling the chametz, but the substance is a sham, and accordingly, it is not effective. Despite that, indeed, we have to remember that we do paskin that this is an effective sale, and we'll just read the tshuva of the great Chassam Sofer in this regard, to Haramas Mechira Zoch, he heter gomor mina Torah bishli beloshim pikpok. If we go through the proper form of the sale, even though we know we're going to be repurchasing it right after Pesach, despite that, the Torah says it is absolutely appropriate and we should have no second thoughts about it. Why? Shumocher mechira gemurak, because you're going through the sale in one of the ways that the kinyanim and the goy is bikone it, the goy is owning it. Yodim, even though they both know that the Jew wants the chametz back after Pesach, and the non-Jew doesn't want to have to pay for it in full, so he wants to give it back. Nonetheless, right now during Pesach, it is sold. It is owned by the non-Jew. The non-Jew is permitted to do what he wants with that chametz. He can sell it. He can eat it. He can makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. He can throw it in the toilet. He can destroy it. He can do whatever he wants with it. Accordingly, we see that legally, during Pesach, it is an effective sale. And he continues, afilu beferush yachol lomar lagoy, the Jew can even say explicitly to the non-Jew that if you still have the chametz after Pesach and you want to sell it to me, karov levadai, almost absolutely 100%, I will take it back from you. You can make a profit on it. Accordingly, the Chassam Sofer says, because the form is of a sale and the substance is also a sale, even though they both intend to repurchase, sell and repurchase after Pesach, it doesn't matter. While it's Pesach, it is the non-Jews, and accordingly, the Jew is not violating any Isser of owning chametz over Pesach. And Emir Zashem, we will continue in this vein talking about the conditions of the sale in order for it to be effective. Have a wonderful day.